Yeah, my core strength went through the roof, so I just found that my base was much better. So when I do double snatches with 70s, for example, I don't fall all over the place. When you watch people do double snatches with weights that are heavy for them, what do you find is that when they try to catch the weights up top, they're falling all over the place.
Right.
And they're not able to stay rooted. And that's a weakness in the core, because if their core is off, you're not going to be able to catch those weights overhead. Now, I can do double snatches with 70s all day long, and I can catch it every single time without falling around all over the place. And, you know, I weigh about 195 right now, so it's not that far from my body weight, and you're throwing it overhead with full speed. And if you don't have a strong core and strong base, you're not going to catch those weights easily every single time. So I would say my core strength went through the roof, because I've never trained core the way Mark trains people with core. I mean, core was a big part of every workout. We would end every workout with a lot of core work. He's really into – and when I say core, I don't mean just like your six-pack abs. I mean the lower back, the whole torso, basically. Mm-hmm. The goal is not to make your abs pretty, although that – tends to happen too. Your abs get much tighter, but the goal is to make them really strong so that when you squat and deadlift and bench press, you're a lot stronger. Overhead press, people don't realize that most of the time the weak link in a lot of exercises is people's torso. And even in the bench press, people look at the bench press and go, it's a chest exercise. Only an amateur is going to say that.
Right.
An expert is going to say it's a full body exercise, because you use your legs, you use your triceps, you use your lats to lower the bar, you use your torso, you use your chest, you use the whole shebang. And when you use all of that, that's when you get really strong. Like when you look at an expert bench press, they look like they are basically part of the bench. They are rooted in it. Like when you watch Pierre Ngo, the Mark student who demonstrated all the exercises, who's a competitive powerlifter, when you watch him bench press on the video, you notice that every rep is perfect. The bar comes the exact same place every time, and he is completely rooted in that bench. Now go watch someone at the gym. I don't care what their age is.
First of all, they're better coming off the bench. They're all their upper body looks like a rainbow. They're up on the balls of their feet, and the bars over their neck.
Yeah, that's something as simple as a bench press, which is not a technically demanding exercise. I mean, there's definitely a lot of technique to it, but when you have someone who's an expert like Mark teaching it to you, he can teach you proper technique very fast. So, I mean, if you can't even do a bench press properly, imagine how hard a time you're going to have on a front squat or a barbell squat or a deadlift.
Right.
And that's kind of the whole point, is that a lot of people feel like they already know how to do these exercises. And when they watch a video like this, they realize, you know what? I don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I wish I had his DVD when I was like 16, and you know, especially I wish my coaches in high school, my football coaches. I know some of them are listening to this, but I've said this before, and they've heard me say this before. I wish they had something like this to really help. Because one of the reasons I even got into kettlebell training was to try to rehab a shoulder injury that pretty much it took years for it to happen because of years and years of bad bench pressing in my younger years, especially when I was playing high school sports. And, of course, being one of those guys like, you know, especially on bench press, dropping the bar in your chest like really hard, boom, let it bounce off and then bow up to get it back up and just so you can try to push a heavier weight. Now I look back and even just watching this DVD, watching Mark, and just the things he was saying about just the hand position. And what's really cool, though, is a lot of the things talking about carryover, the question I was talking about carryover a minute ago, what I saw just in some of the things that Mark was bringing up, there is so much carryover in what he was teaching that carries over into what I'm learning and what I'm experiencing now in kettlebell sport, and just even more refined, better kettlebell technique. Just even so much as just the hand positioning on the bench press and really getting that bar over the meat, you know, of your hand right there and your thumb positioning, and just pretty much where it's just you saying by Pierre, by every rep looked the same, which, you know, that's very important when you're, you know, a kettlebell sport competitor. You know, every rep is pretty much looking the exact same. These guys, these top lifters, they refine their technique so much that it pretty much just seems like you just put the DVD on play and just kept hitting rewind on every rep. And that's pretty much how Pierre was looking on this DVD, just with the bench press. And it's just like nothing ever changed. If you had like this software program called Tracker, where you can just kind of put like a dot on the figure that's moving and you can see where the line is going, you know, as far as the movement of the bar, if I were to put that on Pierre, that line would not have moved. There wouldn't be any kind of bow to the left or the right. It would have been straight up just 12 and 6 every time, 12 and 6, 12 and 6.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what
like,
excellence.
Wow.
That's what excellence looks like. And that's why I wanted to have him on the video demonstrating stuff, because I got to know him really well too. He's a great guy, great trainer. And he actually put me through a lot of the workouts when Mark was out of town. And he always had great tips to say, really solid dude. And I would watch his technique when he deadlifts, squats, bench press, and you could just tell this guy had immaculate technique. It's like every rep was perfect. And also, it just showed that he's completely focused on what he's doing. You know, he's not thinking right. about taking his girlfriend out to dinner after the workout. He's focused on what he's doing at that exact moment. And that's right. how you get really strong and powerful, is that you don't focus on results. You focus on excellence in actions. Make every act you do excellent, outstanding. The results will come without you even having to focus on it, and you're going to have right. a much funner time. It's going to be a lot more fun. The process is going to be much more fun. People somehow think that the process has to be miserable. It's like, oh, God, I'm going to have to go through this miserable process to get where I want to go.
Well, you know,
and, yeah, there's definitely elements of that in anything you do. I'm not going to lie to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to people and say it's not a hard work to develop stuff. But at the same time, if you really focus on what you're doing, you're actually going to have a good time when you're doing it. You're actually going to have a good time when you're teaching seminars or you're promoting stuff or you're writing ad copy or you're working out or whatever it is. You're going to find that you enjoy the process a lot more because now you're focused on what you're doing. You're not focused on some faraway land. You know, it kind of reminds me of Empire Strikes Back where Luke Skywalker meets Yoda for the first time. And Yoda's like, I don't want to train you. And he's like, why? Come on. You know, I really want this and all that. He's like, look, man, you're never focused on where you're at. You're always focused on some faraway land, wherever you want to go. And as long as you're that person, you're never going to become a Jedi master. You're never going to become excellent. And you kind of see that every downfall that Luke Skywalker has is a result of always being impulsive and not really thinking about the moment and what he should be doing in excellence. It's not until he goes through some really hard times that he starts evolving.
Exactly. I mean, it took a little, I mean, when things
and developing
no longer
into perfect, it,
yeah,
what he
no longer perfect for him, you know, things, that's when he came back a much stronger trainee, and he was really, truly ready to be a Jedi. So, yeah, let's not even get into Star Wars. I could talk about that all day, all the life lessons from Star Wars.
Now, another example is The Untouchables, which I actually have, the last chapter of my book actually uses The Untouchables as kind of a backstory to support what I'm talking about. And
what are you prepared
The Untouchables, The Untouchables is one of my favorite movies, as everyone knows. I mean, I quote it all the time. And it's a movie that came out in 1986 with Sean Connery and Andy Garcia and Kevin Costner and Robert De Niro as Al Capone. So the cast is off the chain. And this is like one of those masterpiece movies. I mean, like even when I saw it as a kid, I think I was like 13 when it came out. I'm watching this movie going, this is a masterpiece right in front of me. And the funny thing is, as I got older, I appreciated it a lot more because it's an adult movie. I mean, there's some real adult themes in there. But the theme that sticks out the most to me is the evolution of Kevin Costner's character. He plays Elliot Ness. You know, in the beginning of the movie, he's this real tight-ass bureaucrat where he's like, we got to do everything by the book, and I want to take Al Capone down, but it's got to be by the book. And it's not working. He keeps failing. His strategy is not working because guess what? Al Capone doesn't play by the same rules, so he can keep evading him and keep winning the game. So finally, he realizes that he needs to recruit somebody that's got some street smarts, and that's where Sean Connery's character comes in, Malone. And every line that Malone has to say in the movie is quotable.
Every one is, what are you prepared to do?
And that's the best quotable line in the movie. Yes, and that's the most quotable line in the movie. But like, it's like every time he opens his mouth, usually I rewind it because I go, man, that was a gem. Next, that was a gem. And then the movie becomes really interesting once he gets involved in it because he helps Kevin Costner's character make that evolution that he needs to make in order to take down Capone. And that's what the most interesting trend of the movie is that you watch that evolution of, okay, I'm going to play by the rules. Then it eventually gets to the point where it's like, okay, fine, I'm going to break whatever rules I need to break in order to take this guy down because he needs to be taken down. And that's what Malone helped him evolve into. And that's really what I always ask people is like, whenever they have something they want to go after, I'm like, well, what are you prepared to do to get that?
Right.
You want to lose weight? What are you prepared to do? You want to make more money? What are you prepared to do? You want to be happy? And that's a question that people need to ask themselves all the time. Instead of distracting yourself watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians or American Idol or all these other worthless shows on television, you know, take the TV and throw it out the window. You can watch Spartacus on your computer. It's the only show. My attitude is that television is probably the biggest waste of time you can have. And the fact that people spend so much of their life watching it just shows you how little energy they have for their own life. Because it's like, man, my own life is way more exciting than any of these moronic shows. So why would I want to watch those shows when I can go running at Red Rock Canyon, or I can take my wife out to a concert from the VIP room, or I can get a great workout in my backyard gym? I mean, my own life is more interesting than all these stupid shows. And that's a question that a lot of people don't ask themselves, is that why are you settling for a life that is so boring that you have to watch all these moronic shows to distract yourself from it? It's like, why don't you actually turn off the TV and focus on real living instead of virtual living? And Facebook's another problem. I mean, Facebook cracks me up because somebody will start a discussion like at 9 a.m. and people go back and forth for the entire day. I was like, man, you guys, do you guys ever get off this website? I mean, it's like this matrix. You know, Facebook
is so funny. It's so funny, Mike. You know, one of our good friends on Facebook. It's funny because we were supposed to hook up last week. You and I were supposed to, you know, have a discussion last week. And I just posted on your page. I said, hey, man, give me a shout. And then, you know, someone's like, hey, missed you guys. Where have you guys been? So, like, I really don't see any posts from you guys, you know, recently. But I'm like, yeah, hustling, baby.
It's like someone emailed me. They're like, hey, I noticed you and Ken haven't been making fun of each other for the last couple of weeks. And I was like, you know why? Because Ken's busy and I'm busy. You know, my parents are in town right now. It's like, you know, I haven't seen my parents in like a year and a half. They're in town for like a week. You really think I'm going to be wasting my time on Facebook when my parents are in town? No. And then I've been working on this book, like my book, Live Life Aggressively, What Self-Help Gurus Should Be Telling You. I finally finished it. So like the last couple of weeks, I've just been immersed. I've been up till like 4 a.m. working on the book and finally finished that off. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out. And also, I've decided that the book is going to be a fundraising mechanism where 100% of the profit is going to go to Wounded Warriors via an organization called LifeQuest, which my friend Grove Higgins runs. It's a great organization where it's all volunteer run, so 87% of the money they raise goes to help actual soldiers. It's not going to somebody's bank account like the Red Cross people where they're getting $400,000 salaries. And then the other organization is the SCPA in Vegas, which is a really good no-kill shelter where I actually got my latest dog, Rabia, a really nice yellow lab. And I really feel that helping soldiers is a duty that every American should have. And to me, it's ridiculous.
I agree.
People don't have that. These guys and these men and women go out there and they come back with physical trauma, mental trauma. There's not enough resources to really help them out. So my attitude, it is the obligation of citizens to come to and support organizations like what Grove is doing, a really good organization. So my attitude, and people are kind of like, well, I'm broke. It's like, look, send $5, send $10, send $20. Donate your time if you don't have any money. Spend every Sunday. You know, there's always something you can do, man. And it's like whenever people tell me they don't have the time or money, I go, look, but you're not the president of the United States, okay? Don't act like you're so busy that you don't have any time at all, because you do have time and you do have some money. Everybody can donate $5. I don't care what your financial situation is. You can donate $5 every month, and you can spend a couple hours on Sunday as well, or 30 minutes, or a phone call with a soldier. You know, whatever it is, man.
You know, you can go to them. That means a lot to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one thing I'm doing is I've got friends who come back from Afghanistan, in addition to this book being a fundraising tool, because I feel like it falls in line with the spirit of the book, because I don't have any desire to be Tony Robbins or some kind of self-help guru. In fact, this is a slam on all that stuff. So I don't want to be some guy who gets on stage and lectures to people on how to live their life. That's not what I'm all about. I'm a fitness expert. That's where I make my money. So, but what I feel this book is kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people. It's kind of a slap in the face saying, look, man, life is short. You're not going to be here forever, so take charge of your life. Stop wasting time. I mean, that's basically the book in a summary. And then I basically just slam a lot of the dumb things that we've been taught, like being overly attached to goals, you know, having a positive attitude all the time. It's like life is positive and negative, so we have to use both to be successful. We can't just pretend to be happy all the time.
Right.
The difference between genuine happiness and faking it, you know, why faking it till you make it doesn't work. You know, basically, kind of stuff. So like every chapter is just kind of dispelling stuff. And then there's a lot of time in the book about the importance of self-inventory, about, hey, you're capable of doing evil and here's why and here's how you avoid it. You know, things that most people would never think about, and certainly things that self-help gurus would never write about. And then I have a chapter on there about why I hate network marketing, you know, something that most self-help gurus actually endorse. And I not only do I not endorse it, I actually hate it. And I explain why you should never get involved with it. You know, so I really feel like the book has a lot of humor. It has a lot of depth. It has a lot of stuff that people will find depressing as well, because it causes you to do some self-reflection and self-inventory. But I feel it's all very important, because not enough critical thinking is happening now. And I even say in the introduction of the book, it's like, look, I don't expect you to agree with everything I say in the book. In fact, if you do, that means I'm the only one who's thinking. You're not. There should be some disagreement. You should read a chapter and be like, the hell is he talking about? You know, I expect that. And I want to see that because the goal here is to get people thinking. It's not to get people to say, oh, wow, Mike's such a great guy. He has such great stuff in his book. It's to get you to actually stop and actually think about stuff that you probably don't think about on a regular basis, but that is very important for you to think about. And right. Then in the spirit of the book is about helping people, helping animals, et cetera. So I don't care to profit off that. I don't want to make $1 million or $100,000 off of that. I'd rather take all that money and put it into organizations that are useful. So when someone buys the book, the profit is going to go to Wounded Warriors and SCPA here in Vegas, which is a great organization. It's a no-kill shelter where they do a great job getting dogs adopted. And I feel that animal companions are also something that help people with happiness, because it's when you take care of an animal, it's they are yours for life. I mean, they will be very loyal to you. So there's a lot of gratification that comes with that. And I feel that if people realize that, I think more people would want to adopt an animal. And this organization does a good job of really educating people on the benefits of having a pet. You know, a lot of people look at a pet as a burden, like, oh, it's one more thing I have to do. And in reality, it's actually a pleasure. It's something that I enjoy, especially when I'm sitting around by myself, working at home, writing articles all day long. It's nice to have other beings around chilling with me and so forth. And there's a lot of gratification that comes with that. So I feel like these are two really good, worthy causes where – anyone who buys the book, it's going to be split 50-50. So like once a month, what I'll do is I'll send all the money to each of these organizations. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the actual payment email on my website so people know right. that I'm actually doing this. Because people that know me know I'm a guy of integrity. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. But right. I want to put my – I want to make sure that people – realize that I'm not putting this in my bank account for a Hawaii trip. So I will just post the payments on my website so everyone can see that, hey, he's actually doing this, no problem. And also I'll tell people that if there's any issues with trust, just make the donation to either organization, send me the receipt, I'll send you the book. You know, so anyway, so I mean, I'll work with people on whatever capacity they want to work with. The point is, I want to use this book to raise money for two causes that I feel that everyone should be able to get behind. I mean, these are not causes where someone's religion may say, well, I can't get behind that. Or, you know, maybe someone who's liberal will say, that's not good for me. Or someone who's conservative is going to say, I don't want to support that. Look, whatever your religious background is, whatever your political background is, these are good causes. Soldiers need our help. Animals need our help. We're talking about dogs here and so forth. You know, I'm not trying to push some vegan agenda or anything like that. I'm just talking about companion animals. And if you feel that, if you're someone who's like, I could care less about companion animals, fine. Just say you want all the money to go to the soldiers. And if that's something you could care less about, if someone says I could care less about both causes, it's like, well, don't even come to my website then. I don't want you on my website. Exactly. I don't want you contacting me. I don't want to know you. It's like you don't even deserve to be in this country.
Saying last week, I had posted on Facebook last week. Right around the whole time, you know, when Bin Laden was, you know, killed, or depends who you are. If you think he was killed last weekend, whatever, I don't care. But what I was saying, you know, everybody's saying like, you know, the president got Bin Laden. I was like, you know what? I said, don't even make that mistake of saying that. Okay, yeah, it was the go-ahead. I said, but at the end of the day, our soldiers deserve the credit for that. They put their lives on the line. They do it every day. They've been doing it ever since 2001 for this cause and way before that. I said, but one thing I said, all of you guys need to understand, I said, this is the reason. I said, you got to think about this. For the soldiers, they have to be bipartisan in order to survive. I said, I don't care about what your politics are. Give them their respect. I don't care if you're Republican, Libertarian, whatever. These guys are bipartisan. You know, it doesn't matter which president is in office. They still have to take the orders, no matter who it is. So it doesn't matter. So, yeah, well, speaking on that, just like you just said, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what your religious choice is, political choice is. You know, these men and women, they truly deserve something from us. We can give that back. $2, $5, how hard is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And also what I feel about this also is that it's kind of funny, in Hinduism, they say that we're living in the time of Kali Yuga. And that's the time period where like everything is flip-flopped, where men are acting like women are acting like men, and people are being very corrupt. And they say that we're basically in that time period now. And in a lot of ways, if you look at ancient Roman society, who were the celebrities? The soldiers were. And actors were like the lowest people on the totem poles, like people who did plays and stuff like that. They were like a joke.
They were like,
they were like a joke to people. So it was like the soldiers were very high up there. Politicians were high. And then like gladiator type people were high up on the, in terms of being revered by people and so forth. But the soldiers were basically treated like celebrities. Like if you went off the battle and you came back, it's like, everyone's like, oh, come to my restaurants. You know, women are throwing themselves at you, et cetera.
Right.
But now we have soldiers who go overseas and, like, I know guys in special forces who took out scum in Bosnia. Now, no one's ever going to know about this because they obviously can't talk about it.
Right.
But if those guys were in ancient Rome, they would come back and they would have a hero's welcome. And people would be saying, come eat at my restaurant anytime you want, et cetera, and so forth. And what we have now is if you go act in a crappy movie and you go to a restaurant, everyone's like, oh, we got our favorite booth for you and so forth. These celebrities are treated like royalty. But if a soldier goes overseas and like these guys who took out Osama bin Laden, you know, they're not going to get that VIP treatment. I mean, to be fair, they can't because they have to keep a low profile for obvious reasons. But at the same time, I bet that even if their names were revealed, they would be treated like VIPs for like maybe a couple of months, and then people would just forget all about it.
But then there'll still be those that are like, oh my God, you're a killer, and how could you block?
Yeah.
How is that justice? I'm like, really? Really? It's just like so. It's just so funny, man. Just like how everything, like I said, everything's just so flip flop now.
My attitude about soldiers is they should come back and basically show their card, and then whoever's working at the club in Vegas should say, come on in, drinks
exactly.
are on us. We've got our VIP booth for you. And then whoever's working at the restaurant should say, you know what? We just reserved our best table for you. We're going to tell the people at our best table to leave because we want you guys
out.
To sit there.
Exactly.
And then whoever's sitting at that table should be like, you know what? I'm going to give you guys my table and tell you the truth. Send your bill over to me when you're done because it's on me. You know, those are the kind of things, and not to blow my own horn, but those are the kind of things that I do whenever I have the opportunity to do it. And I'm happy to do it because
even
I think you should do that.
Yeah, even something simple is like when I travel, I'm in the airport and I see the soldiers. I see soldiers all the time. I make a point to thank them. They're looking at me like, you know, like pretty much who is this dude walking up on me? I'm just like, hey man, thanks a lot for everything. And then I'm getting on the plane. They're like, it's like a drive-by gratitude, you know. Hit them with gratitude and keep it moving. You know, I don't want to waste their time. I just want to say, hey, I appreciate you. You know, and it's a wrap. You know, I'm gonna let you get back to work. You know,
absolutely. No, absolutely. And we can all. And you know, like, if you're a trainer, invite them to come out to your seminars. If you have a video, you can send it to them overseas. I mean, there's so many things we can do. You can, if you have a contact with a kettlebell company, get them to send some kettlebells over there. I mean, these are all things that really increase the quality of their life. Get supplements sent out there. You know, there's all things that we can do as fitness professionals that really make a difference. And the problem is that we're so self-absorbed. Where most fitness trainers are just thinking about how to make money, and that's all they're thinking about.
And it's funny that you brought that up because that's one of the things I was going to work on. Like, I've been trying to like get in contact. Well, actually, I was going to hit you up as well, so we can maybe get in contact with our friend Nate Morrison. I was trying to find a way to get the DVDs, like the workshop that we did together, and get it over to our soldiers, because a lot of those guys, you know, they don't have time to pack equipment. They don't have time to – they don't have a gym. You know, if they lift anything, they're going to lift whatever they have, whether it be their duffel bags or whatever. So, you know, I was like, you know what, it's the perfect fit. This body weight training is perfect for those guys. So my thing is just like, you know, I was going to reach out
it's perfect. It's perfect. They would love it.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, our friend Mark DeGrasse is coming out, you know, with an edition of My Mad Methods, and the next issue is going to be dedicated to our soldiers. Just wrote an article for those guys utilizing some of the body weight stuff from the DVD, and, you know, I'm just like, this is perfect. It's like when you really start focusing, you know, in the moment on something that really matters to you, it's amazing how everything starts opening. All of a sudden, it's boom, boom, boom. It's like, oh, wow. It's like, as soon as I thought of that, Mark hits me up like, hey, you want to write an article? We're going to do this next one for the soldiers. I was like, wow, it's amazing because I'm just sitting there thinking like, you know, getting this DVD to these guys as well. So, again, it comes back to, you know, being in the moment, and then you'll be amazed at what happens at being in that moment, what opens up.
Yeah, and Mark's a great guy. You know, Mark told me that he's sending a lot of the issues over to the soldiers for free and all that. And you know, that's an example of what I'm talking about. You know, it's not something that takes a lot of effort out of your day, but it's something that makes a big difference to people over there. And regarding Nate Morrison, you know, Nate came to me with the supplement order and goes, hey, I want to order all this stuff. And I go, just tell me what you want, then I'm going to send it to you on the house. And he's kind of like, thanks a lot. And I was like, look, you guys deserve to get all this stuff for free. And he's like, thanks a lot. And you know what? I agree with you. And I was like, exactly, man. You know, and you should. And then that's what you guys deserve. So I mean, I understand, you know, you can't give away your life savings to help people. I understand that. But I mean, I'm not saying that you should do that either. I'm just saying that these little things add up and they make a big difference. And it's a lot easier to get a lot of people to do a little bit than to get a few people to do a lot. So exactly. Like 100,000 people who donate $5 is going to make a big difference more than, okay, let's say 100 people who donate $1,000.
Right.
So it's like, so if every person in America, we're looking at 300 million people donated $5, it's a lot of money, wow, right there. That would really help. I mean, think about that.
Exactly. Exactly. Man. Okay. As usual with you and I, we can sit here and like, we can talk all day. We need our own show. Screw the Kardashians, man. Let's get our own show.
Yeah, I think we need that. It'll
be far more entertaining. Right. So, okay, so before we wrap things up, let's just go back to the DVD with you and Mark. One more thing, Mike, just a few more things, actually. Who should get this DVD? Who's it for? I know when people think about barbell exercise and all that, they start thinking about, oh, muscle heads or power lifters and things like that. Like, who will benefit from this DVD that you and Mark put together?
Well, this video is really for anyone who works out in a gym or has a home gym with a barbell, because okay, it's a barbell-focused system. And I wanted to expand my repertoire. Instead of just having kettlebell-focused information, I want to start making videos that do different things, like your video, body weight exercises and so forth, because we tend to become one-trick ponies where we just want to focus on one thing. And the reality is it's the merging of several modalities that really make training much more fun and more effective. So it's really – so for as a primary thing, it's for people who want to master the barbell exercises and get very strong and well-conditioned. But I feel it's also for someone who maybe wants to learn how to use these exercises for the first time. If you're someone who's just getting into it, you've got to get this video because it is going to save you so much time. If you're someone who's been doing it for a long time, you're going to find that you're going to refine a lot of things after doing this video. And then if you're someone who's like, you know, I've been doing kettlebells for a long time and I feel like I want to get some variety, I want to start getting the barbells back in, perfect for you. So I really feel that those are the people that are going to benefit the most. But also I really feel that even if you don't want to train with barbells, there's so many tips on here that you can apply to whatever you do, whether it's kettlebell training or body weight training or dumbbell training, whatever it is. And honestly, when you get an opportunity to learn from a guy like Mark Phillippe, you are a fool not to take that opportunity. You are a fool. $50 for a video plus, actually, it's 50% off right now. The video is going to retail for $99.95 in about a month. Right now, you can get it for $49.95. You can get an additional 10% off the $100 price, which brings the video down to about $39.95 by putting in the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. It's all one word, SUPERHUMAN. So just put that in the coupon code area when you order, and you can get the video for $39.95 right now, plus free shipping if you're in the U.S. So it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, if you're not willing to pay $40 to learn from arguably the best strength coach in the business, then you really don't care about training.
No, just keep it moving. You actually don't value, you don't value your programming or anything like that. Just keep it moving. You know, I would say I wish you the best, but you're not going to get it because you're a cheap ass.
Yeah, just people want an excellent video. Like, you know, Carl Lenore was just going on and on and on about the production. And the production is because my brother Roger did a great job with this, where this is a video where you don't have to, like, fast forward all day long to find something. You know, every single nugget is actually broken down where you can just click and get right to that point. So, for example, if you want to review proper breathing mechanics for the military press, there's actually a link where you can just hit that and review that. So the way I use the video is this. You know, the first time I actually watched the entire video, obviously it's my production to write the ad copy and just see the whole thing. And then what I do now, though, is like, for example, let's say I'm going to go do deadlifts today. I'll actually watch the deadlift segment before I go work out just to refresh all that stuff in my mind. And then if I'm going to do military presses on Friday, same thing. So it's a really good refresher tool. I mean, you can put it in your iPhone. You can put it in your portable wireless device, whatever it is. You can just watch it there. And it's a great tool to have in the gym. You know, just review it right before you work out, and you'll get a lot out of it. So it's one of those videos where you'll be using it for a long time, because it's not one of those videos where you're just like watching a lecture and then you never watch it again. You're watching a lot of detailed training information that you frankly will have to watch several times just to get all the nuggets, because Mark is like a surgeon. He's very technical with how he breaks down every motion of a lift. So like the bench
press, I'm gonna give props for that too. The progressions are excellent. Again, I mean, no matter who you are, beginner, intermediate, or advanced, the way Mark breaks things down is just like you're sitting there, and I like the way that you guys interact with each other. I like the Q&A style first, and then, you know, then he brings on, and then he goes through with it with Pierre, and even with yourself, even on the bench press. You know, then it's kind of like, okay, here's how I break it down. This, and this. All right, you got that? Cool. Now let's do it. So, boom. I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think people are going to love it. I mean, the feedback I've gotten from people has been 100% positive, and I've sold a lot of copies. So I have yet to have someone say, you know what, I didn't really get anything out of this video. And frankly, if someone does email me and say that, I will actually be shocked. Like if someone says, you know what, I bought it, watched it, didn't really feel like I got anything out of it. I was like, well, you must be a world-class athlete then. You must have a 500-pound bench press, an 800-pound deadlift, a 300-pound power clean. You must be just like that level, because I can't imagine how you could not get anything out of this video. I mean, it's something where I've actually seen it several times, obviously because I produced it, and I still learn a lot out of it every single time. And also, after you watch that video, you're going to want to go train with Mark. You're going to watch that video, and you're going to be like, man, next time I'm in Vegas, I'm going to go get some private lessons with that guy, because that guy is he's like a Zen master of this stuff. You know, I've met a lot of people in the business, and I've met some really good trainers, but every once in a while you come across someone who's kind of like way ahead of the pack. And right. That's kind of where Mark is at. Like where I didn't spend a lot of time talking, and I'm a talkative guy, as you know, as anyone on this call knows, but anyone listening to this call, when I would go train with Mark, it was very little talking by me and a lot of listening. And anytime he opened his mouth to talk about something, pretty much everyone in the gym would come huddle over to hear what he had to say, because they know it was going to be some gems for sure.
Right. Right. Definitely. Cool, man. Like I said, I'm excited. I love this DVD. I can't recommend it enough. And, you know, you and I, we get a lot of DVDs from a lot of people. I've seen a lot of crap. You know, I've seen some things that are pretty good, but like this right here, like this is exciting. And, you know, when I received this, I was like, oh, you know, let me just edit my words right here. I was like, oh, crap, man. I just threw it right in. And I'm just sitting there watching, like, wow. And only thing that just sucked for me is the fact I had to sit there and watch, because I was just so – every little tip, I was like, oh, crap, I need to go and just get a barbell. I want to try that. You know, unfortunately,
exactly.
I don't have any at my disposal, but, you know what, I was taking notes. So, therefore, when I can get to some barbells, you know, I have those notes right there, especially for certain things. So, like I said, I highly recommend everyone go to Mike's website, MikeMahler.com. That's MikeMahler.com. Run over there right now. Grab this DVD. You don't want to be the only one who doesn't have this, especially if you're serious about improving the strength game, okay, and improving your technique and just getting better. Make sure that you, when you get ready to check out to get even more of a discount, an additional 10%, make sure you type in the word superhuman on there as well. All right, so Mike, my man, thanks a lot for taking the time out of your busy day to get on the call and chat with us and talk about the DVD and your new book. Tell everybody once again the new book and when they can check them out.
Yeah, new book is Live Life Aggressively, What Self-Help Gurus Should Be Telling You. And my estimated release date is probably the end of this month. It's actually – my editor is actually finishing up the last few chapters. And once he does that, I just have another guy designing the cover and back, and then it'll go off to be published. I mean, it'll be an e-book but it'll also be a physical book that you can buy, and you'll actually get a physical book. A very professional looking book will be sent to you as well. So it's either option, and that'll all be on my website in a couple of weeks. I would say at the very latest first week of June, but it's basically done, and it's going to go to production very soon. And I'm really excited about that. Again, it's going to be a tool to raise funds for causes I believe in. It's basically going to be a fundraising mechanism. It's not something that I'm trying to make a lot of money off of. I'm not trying to quit the fitness business and go into self-help guru motivational crap. You know, that's not what I'm all about. But this is a book that I feel that it's kind of like my story, and I think a lot of people are going to benefit from that. So I think it's something people are going to get a lot out of, no question. And also, the last thing is I'm really looking forward to our seminar together in July. You know, where Sincere, I, and Kent Blackburn are all going to do a seminar together.
Okay, we have a little bit of an issue right there. Hopefully Mike comes right back on. Hold on. Yeah, he got dropped. He'll be back on in just a second. Well, Mike was telling – while we wait for Mike to hop back on, what Mike was telling you guys about, we got a great seminar coming up in Austin. It's going to be a two-day workshop, a level one and level two, a Saturday and a Sunday. It's going to be Mike. It's going to be Ken Blackburn and myself. And you're going to learn everything from advanced kettlebell techniques, beginner kettlebell techniques, joint mobility, kettlebell sport techniques, also just mindset training, body weight training, which is advanced and beginner. So it's going to be a power-packed weekend right in Austin, Texas, and you can find out more about that on Mike's website. Again, go to MikeMahler.com, click on workshops, and then you can find out all the information you need to find out about that workshop. Like I said, two hands-on packed days full of info. It's not just going to be a lecture fest. We don't do that. You're going to get there. You're going to learn technique. You're going to go over the technique. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. We'd love to see you guys there. And also make sure you head over to Mike's site and check out his the new DVD that he has with Mark Phillippe, as well as keep you know make sure you sign up on his website for his newsletter, and you can get information about his upcoming book. All right. Once again, I want to thank Mike. I know we had technical difficulties right there. Again, thank Mike for all of his time today. Thank you guys for your time and listening. And make sure you keep it tuned in right here into the New Warrior Nation. Always check in on the website, newwarriortraining.com. This is Sincere Hogan, the People's Fit Coach, saying thank you and peace.